More music, Lake 96.1. It is time to do a little check-in now that we're into the month of October. In fact, the second day of the month. It is time to see what's going on with our power partners. And we go to the United Way of Walworth County. As always, we talk with Brian Holt every month about this. And good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Eric. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Happy October. Happy October to you. Happy fall colors and apple picking and pumpkin patch fun and slightly cooler weather and all the other stuff that goes on with this. We'll see if maybe the Wisconsin Badgers can do a little better in October, although with the game against Michigan, that might be tricky this Saturday, right?
It's going to be another tough one, yep.
Yes, it is. So lots of stuff going on this month. We'll start with actually a tougher topic.
Yeah, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I know we've talked about a lot of different things over this past year. You know, wonderful services that help the community. And this is a tough topic for a lot of people. And the main thing I want to say is that help is available in a lot of different areas. If you're facing something or if you know someone who is, organizations like APFE, Safe Families, and Walworth County Health and Human Services have counseling, advocacy, and vital resources available to the community for people that need information on their situation or maybe need to leave a situation that they're in.
Yeah, and it's very tough to sometimes admit that and make that first move because some people are terrified trying to do that. And these places are experts at helping you make that first move and then finding the best way to kind of make things better.
Exactly. Fully confidential. You can call 211. You can call the non-emergency line. You can call over to Health and Human Services or APFE, and there's no commitment. You know, you can talk to somebody who can help you even line up the options so that you know, perhaps with confidence, what next steps you need to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very important for anybody in that situation. It's unfortunate it happens at all, but it's good to know there are resources from 211 and beyond. And again, UnitedWayWalworth.org has links to a lot of those services too, if you need it. So very, very important to note for the month of October here. And we're also looking, as we go into the fall, you guys are having an event coming up on a happier note.
Yeah, yesterday we put up our thermometers around the county, and that signifies the start of our fall campaign. So fall mailers have gone out. Keep an eye on your mailbox. Or if you don't receive one of our mailers, check out our website. There are opportunities to donate. The money that we raise during our fall campaign helps fill our coffers that we turn around and donate back to those organizations that we've been talking about this past year. We collect that money. We invest it. We vet these organizations when they put in applications for grants, and then we give all those dollars back to the community. So the fall campaign is huge for us to get that money set aside to donate to our partners.
Yeah, and that goes on throughout the year. You're good stewards of the money. You try to help kind of grow the money by itself. You mentioned investing in it, you know, responsibly. And obviously any donations you make to United Way are tax deductible, and they vet the organizations, Brian. See, that's one of the cool things. You kind of, if people want to do a lot of donating, you know, there's so many options and everything. You guys kind of take care of the vetting and figure out what's best.
Yes, and we are very blessed to work with such a great network of partners. There is just so much need in our community and limited resources, so that we do the best we can to make an impactful donation while still making sure that lots of different organizations have access to funds. Any donation helps.
And you do kind of monitor those for some ROI and see what everybody's doing with that money.
Correct. Yep. In their application, they tell us what they plan to do with that grant. And then there's follow up to make sure that the money was spent where it needs to. And I can tell you that we have a wonderful track record with the organizations here in Walworth County. We're very lucky to live in this community.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to donate, but you also want to make sure that the positive intended results come out of your donations, and helping to ensure that happens is one of the best things about the United Way, taking in the money and helping organizations, but making sure that it's making a difference. And that's what you're all about.
You got it.
All right. Well, Brian, good luck with the fall campaign. Watch your mailbox for the opportunities to donate. UnitedWayWalworth.org. You can find out a lot more and get connections to all of those resources, including the one we talked about earlier with any domestic situations you may have. So all very valuable. Again, UnitedWayWalworth.org. I can't say it enough, apparently. Brian, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Eric. Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. Happy October, and we'll check in with you soon.